One of his first victims was a 79-year-old woman, Ramirez's. And tell me if this is true. It's speculated that Ramirez was influenced to go on his killing spree by stories told to him by his cousin, who claimed to have been a Green Beret in Vietnam. The cousin boasted to the 10-year-old Ramirez at the time of torturing and mutilating Vietnamese women, showing him grisly photographs, purportedly of his victims. Ramirez was also present when the cousin murdered his wife, and apparently his parents were highly religious, but his father, not shy of physical punishment, would scare the heck out of Ramirez so much he would spend nights in a cemetery. Is that true?
It's all from my book, where you just said nobody knew about him sleeping in the cemetery. I was the first person he told that to. Nobody knew that his cousin murdered his wife in front of him when he was 13. I was the first person he told that to.
You got
yes, to answer your question,
it is true.
His cousin was a highly decorated Green Beret, a really bad guy, the toughest guy in the neighborhood before he was drafted. He was like a very rare 1 in 100,000 type who loved war, who was an excellent soldier. In two cases, he was the only person that survived attacks in his platoon. He came back with a highly decorated medals all over his chest as a sergeant. He also came back with a shoebox filled with Polaroid photographs of D.C. women who he had abducted, taken into the forest, raped and murdered. He took families, whole families, in other words, mothers and two daughters or three daughters, and he raped them in front of one another and cut them up and took photographs of them terrified, naked, tied to a tree, and then took photographs of them headless and him holding the head up. When he came, and this is absolutely true, I got all this from Ramirez reluctantly. He didn't tell me like he was offering up an excuse. It was like one thing led to another, led to another, led to another. I kept badgering him, and ultimately he told me what I'm telling you now, and it is the absolute truth. And he was raping the woman. Now, he's telling this young boy these incidences. He's showing them these photographs, and it did have an effect on his psychic, a very, very profound effect, which ultimately was a bad effect. And I think if any one factor moved him in a direction, in the path, if you will, that he eventually walked, it was his cousin Mike. And his father was a policeman, by the way, and he believed in corporal punishment. Richard had three older brothers, and he beat the brothers a lot, and Richard was the youngest in the family, and he, as he got older, to get away from his father's wrath, he ran out of the house, and he took to sleeping in a nearby cemetery. And a famous gunslinger was buried in that cemetery. I forget his name, but it'll come to me. John Wesley Harding. And apparently he was sleeping near the tombstone of John Wesley Harding. And the family, his mother told me that they felt he was possessed by the devil, and they felt that perhaps his sleeping in the cemetery might have had something to do with that. And I know that you have listeners out there that are listening to this right now and thinking, oh, that's what it's about. Of course that's what it's about. And who's to say it's not? I certainly wouldn't. But that is all the truth. The name of the cemetery was La Loca, and I actually went there. I am the type of writer that goes out in the world, George, as you know, and I go to the places. I spent weeks talking to his family, his teachers. I went into that cemetery at night. Man, and let me tell you, it was spooky, very spooky. And interestingly, George, the first victim, Jenny Vincow, you just made reference to, she lived right across the street from a cemetery. And the incident happened on the night of a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I reenacted that crime. I went there on the night of a full moon. And it was so weird and so eerie because you had all these tombstones lined up, and you had the light of the moon on the tombstones, what looked like cake frosting. And it was absolutely macabre. And the whole the whole experience of writing that book was very intense, but this thing with death and him and murder and cemeteries seemed to be all part of the same thing.